Hello guys, happy weekend, and it's very nice to like get back to you guys, and I'm very happy this weekend, so happy, and I'd like to welcome you back to Melon Sugar Podcast. It's your host Ket Earth. So today I tried wanting to do something different, so I tried discussing with you guys on the last 3 episodes that I would like to get a convo with someone, maybe a friend. So I got a friend to come and we'll just have a raw conversation and just talk. So help me welcome Bonnie. Bonnie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's nice. That's so nice. So with this new episode, I would want to like maybe name it Saturday with Bonnie. So I'm sure it will be available on all platforms every Saturday. So, yeah. So, you can subscribe and listen to all our episodes on every platform. Spotify, Acast, anywhere. Just go on any platform and just subscribe, follow, and listen. So, on today's episode, I wanted to suggest with Bonnie as our special guest host for today. I just wanted to suggest have a topic on relationship. I'm sure I've had that in the first, I think our first episode last year in the first season. But I just wanted maybe Bonnie to come and just flip in and just take us anywhere with whatever he has to take us through on this topic. So Bonnie, you can have the floor and just let us hear you.
Oh, okay, all right. So as made mention about relationship, we've already discussed it already, but I would like to add something I know about relationship. So what I know about relationship is it's just a strong feeling of affection and concern towards another person, accompanied by sexual attraction. So I would say basically relationship is just showing an affection and concern towards another person, being it godly or any type of any relationship you could think about. So I would say that's what relationship means to me. And purpose of a relationship is increasing our emotional well-being, creating stability, learning how to be a good friend or a mate, having someone to count on and trust in times of need, then someone to vent to when facing challenges, then last but one, taking away loneliness.
Okay, that's cool. For me, my perspective of a relationship is having been intimate with someone and just developing that good vibe with that person, not with it not being only sex and everything. So like someone would just, because now, like, let's just set the settings, like now our country Ghana, most of the young guys that are now just into just hookups and all that, they just fucking just go, they don't even care about relationships. So last week ago I had an email about a topic from a listener, and that was with the feeling, the other episode that I did, and she was like, she's feeling a guy and it has get to a point that feeling that he has for that guy has become so toxic. He doesn't know what to do, and she's trying to make sure that feeling that he has, like, he limits, like, she limits it. And I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I can help with that, but let's see. So for that person like this, what will you maybe have an advice for her?
Oh, I would say just just sit back there and relax and watch what the guy is doing. Because, for example, we guys, what you, the lady, bring to the table, not as in specifically the table per se, but what kind of emotions and kind of vibe you bring, that's the response you get. So let's say, as you, the lady, you're always going there to the guy's place, having all these kind of, maybe let's say, some guys always approach you when you are sexually attracted to them. But most guys don't always go in terms of sex, but they just want to vibe with you. So you, the lady, I would say, you just sit back there, watch what the guy has to do or what to say or anything like that. Because if you are always, how should I even say, but doing self with that is unnecessary, the guy will take advantage of it and use you and do anything you want. But if you make it real with him that, oh, this is what you want, and you hear whatever he has to say to you, then you move on with it. But all the time, you are not giving him the right signal and always giving him the wrong signal. That's the approach you always give to you.
Okay, interesting. And for me, what I'll just add is, just the girl should just have her field day. You should just forget the guy. Because for me, I won't be in a relationship where, like, I've given everything to the other person. No. Or giving my all to. It has to be 50-50. So, for me, and now, most of the relationship that people are into are just, I think, they are just, like, average relationship. Because some have toxic relationship that sometimes, for me, I won't even bother even being like a friend in that relationship. No, nah. And obviously, okay, so let's do the settings, like maybe in the universities, right? So one may say, okay, we are in a uni, so do I have to just leave everything with the guy and just give all my heart out to him?
I would say you shouldn't do that, because you guys are in university, and the main purpose of you going to university is to learn, is to study. So you giving your everything to the relationship, and later on affecting you, then affecting your grades, you end up being a victim, end up ruining your career, the goals you've already set for yourself. So when you're in university and you're going into a relationship, it shouldn't necessarily be giving the guy everything that you have, but just giving a portion of it. So just in case the relationship ends, it doesn't affect your studies, it doesn't affect anything that you do in school. So that's what I think you should do.
Okay, but what of you, the guys? Because most guys are just like, oh, I don't care in a relationship. They don't care about anything.
Sometimes it's not that we don't care. For me,
then,
if you're a lady, then give me the positive vibe. Like, this is what we are supposed to do. This is what we are supposed to do. Do it like that. It gives me the impression that you're matured. So I'll give my 100% in the relationship. But as you give me that kind of vibe that, oh, let's go here, let's do that. Every time you're spending. It will give me that perception that, oh, I just come in to eat my money then go. So why don't I just have fun with you then? Do it, I don't care lifestyle, then go on with my life. So it all depends on the lady, the kind of vibe you bring to me, and how I monitor you, then see if you're a girlfriend material, then I could see how I'll go with it. But if you come with a vibe that, oh, let's go to club, let's go and chill, all this kind of stuff, I'll just bring that I don't care attitude and just eat it and go.
Interesting. And what if maybe you are there and you just meet a girl unexpectedly, and the girl has an attitude that she likes to spend a lot, but you don't want to spend. And with that, will you just leave her, or you just go along with it and just have your way with her? Or
with the spending, is it from my side or from her side?
From her side.
If I have feeling for her, I'll just advise her about the spending, because this life, you always have to have a backup plan B. So just in case you're spending at long last, the money will get finished. And when the money is finished, who do you go to when you don't have money, if I'm not available? So I'll just advise you on trying opening a savings account or anything that you can invest your money into, that at least if you're spending so much that you get broke, you have something to depend on. So I'll just generally advise you. But if I'm advising you, then you are just being stubborn, because some girls are just stubborn. But if I'm advising you, then you are not probably listening to me. I'll give you a period of time that I'll just be testing you. But as time goes on, you are just still the same old you are. I'll just
Okay, cool. Seriously, I'm looking like, I don't know what to even say again, but for now, you have, like, let's say in Ghana, most of the relationships are either the guy is broke or the girl has money, or the girl is dating a broke guy, and later she goes and maybe a game boy or fraud boy, then maybe he just dumps the poor guy and then move on with the fraud guy. So now for me, I'm single at the moment, and I don't want to like be in a relationship for now with anyone, because now it's more of pressure, like over top pressure, man. You were trying to say something.
I was saying that, you know, in Ghana we have types of ladies. We have the lady that would like to settle down with you, we have the lady that you'd like just like chilling, or we have all kinds of ladies. But if you generally get a lady that would understand you, that knows how you are, that always vibes with you on a positive way, but not in a negative way, you clearly go on with your life. But if you get a lady that is an outing, like always going out, chilling with friends and snapping, all these kind of vibes, you over top person, like over here in your mind, just over here, because you always want to be on the girl's side and trying to impress the girl. But on a normal day, you would not be doing that. But because of the lady, it's either you are going to do this just to get money to impress the girl, then all these kind of stuff. So now I'll just tell the youth of today that just get a girl that will understand you. That's all. Just get a girl that will understand you. If you don't get a girl that will understand you, move on with your life. But as time goes on, you surely get a girl that will understand you.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bunny. So, listeners, let's just move to the next set. Then, the next one is just a few of your messages that I got from you guys through my mail. So, one is from a girl who is named Priscilla. And Priscilla is saying, for like a while now, she's been into hookups, and she's trying to get into a relationship with two guys at the same time, but one is trying to notice that he and Priscilla are in like a three-way relationship. So Priscilla is trying to ask that, okay, so now she doesn't know what to do and she's trying to get help from asking most of her friends, but most of her friends are just giving her like the normal advice and all that. So she just sends a message that we should just maybe give her an advice or something, or just talk about it. So if it was you, like, what would you do, Bunny?
Me finding out that my girl is a hookup.
Yeah.
Well, to me personally, I'll since you are being real with me, I'll just be real with you then. Advise you to stop. Because such business is not really a good business, because you encounter a whole lot of people, and having sex with numerous of people just gives you negative vibes. So as for me, I'll just tell you to stop. But if it seems that the hookup has become a part of you, I'll just move on with my life. But since it's something that you're not ready to stop it, I'll just tell you, babe, just stop it and let's see how life goes on. But I can't really blame the girl because she has a reason for doing hookup. But if you listen to her side of the story, then try and summarize everything, then know why she was doing it. You could help her. But if it's not really sounding right in your ears, you just move on with your life.
Okay. I think whatever Priscilla will hear, I think she'll take that advice. So the next one is from, he calls his name like T. So he said he has been cheating on his with an elderly lady, but the elder does not give her pressure and all that. He's like, but the lady that she's dating recently find out and it's got into a little altercation and it's made him lose his job. So he's like, he doesn't know what to do now, and the girl's fault. His windscreen and all that, and for him, what he was trying to say is that even if he gets the from the older lady, she settles the other girl, so she doesn't know why he doesn't know why the girl is having problem with it.
One thing about girls is that you can plan something with them. But as time goes on, they just shift a little bit. But just that the guy just had to explain things with the girl further, then make the girl understand what kind of fight he's doing. But I also understand the girl, because maybe the guy was doing something that the girl wasn't really happy about. Or maybe the guy was hiding something from the girl that she later found out, then maybe tried talking to the guy about it, but the guy wasn't really. And you know, some girls too, they are very wild.
but I think that if I'm to read the last part of what he sent 3 years back, he and the girl went to a party, then they met the woman. Then the woman was like so into the guy, they had a dance. Then the girl was rather pushing him. So now he doesn't understand why, okay, they get the money from the woman, like sugar money kind of stuff. Then all of that thing, you are like not in the mood. You are just breaking a lot of things. You are just causing confusion for his life, in his life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would say the guy should just move on with his life, because you. I was there, then maybe I went to a party with someone. Then you saw a rich woman vibing with me, and you told me to go and vibe with the woman to get the money that you'll be spending it. But later on, you are just trying to play mind games with me by just gives me attitude and all those kind of girlish type of things you guys do, then I'll just tell the guy that you just move on. Then find someone that would understand the kind of things he does and all that.
Okay. That's nice. So I think that's all for the messages. And would you like to ask social media handles so people follow you?
Okay, on Twitter, my name is it's at Big Kong 19, BIGKONS 19. That's for Twitter. Then Facebook,
okay.
Nahe Jr. NAEHE then JNR.
Okay.
Then on
okay.
Instagram is Big Man Like Pony. Big Man _ Like Pony.
Okay. So I think this is the first episode of for me. I tried to name it like Saturday with Bonnie, so I hope all my listeners will just tune in as always every Saturday just to listen to the episode. And it will be available on every platform, on podcast platform. So I'd like to thank everyone for listening and hope everyone just subscribes, follow, and just click more for more content from us. Here's Melon Sugar, and it's been Kurt O with my guest host, Bonnie. So see you same time next week. Bye. If you like this episode, follow, subscribe, and support Melon Sugar Podcast. In the description below, you can get a link to support this podcast. Thank you.